ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
The Herald of Truth broadcast is on the air, a program of spirit and truth dedicated to teaching the way of God more perfectly. These broadcasts contain keys to help unlock knowledge and reveal hidden truths of the Bible in these last days. Christians called to a higher level of understanding will be given Bible-based solutions to their personal as well as national problems. They will want to find out more about their part in God's plan. Our mailing address is Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas 72602, and will be given again at the end of this broadcast.
Hello, everybody. This is Sister Kenny with Kingdom Identity Ministries. Sorry about all technical difficulties, everybody. We are been experiencing some power outages here where I am. Tonight's topic is going to be very interesting, I think. Brother Mike's done most of the announcements for me tonight. But as mentioned before, most of our broadcast is that our people have been lied to in many different ways, religiously, politically, medically. And unfortunately, that includes a very touchy topic for a lot of people, and that's immunizations. So that's what our topic is going to be tonight. My guest for the evening is someone who's been on here before. He's also a true believer of our faith and how we feel, and also a true Israelite. He was a former health food store owner and is a nutritionist who travels the country and educates other churches and other people about biblical things. Like immunizations and how to better take care of yourself, proper foods to eat and stuff like that. And tonight I'd like to welcome to the broadcast Ken Anderson. How are you this evening, sir?
I'm doing good. Thank you. Good to be here.
All right. Why don't you start by telling us how you got into the state where public beliefs and practices of vaccines are healthy. Can you tell us how people got there, like how they got to believing that those things are healthy? And what harm truly comes from immunizations?
Sure, be glad to. Well, my background is that I grew up in a regular church, and they believed the majority of what is standard taught in Methodist or a Presbyterian-type church. They didn't get much into other than just salvation and that. So, I mean, there's a lot in the Bible besides salvation, so they didn't get into much of the other stuff. But when I got out of school and started studying and working with nutrition and health and studying the Bible, I found that there was a lot more to the Bible than just salvation. 80% of the Bible, or 79%, I guess it is on law, statutes, and judgments, and the balance is on personal salvation and that. So it's an outrageous connection, but most people don't talk about it. So I got involved with this whole program of health and nutrition and been in it for over 53 years now, teaching and sharing with people about the biblical principles of health. And there's a lot of natural principles that people don't think about, the natural function of the body, and the natural food that we should be eating. And the natural food, of course, obviously you have natural food like poison ivy and poison oak, but we're not to eat that stuff. But there's also animals like cockroaches and vultures and snails that are not food, or they shouldn't be food because of what the Bible says in Leviticus 11 and Deuteronomy 14. Two chapters, read the whole, those chapters all the way, and you'll see that there's a list of what they call clean and unclean food. And now, in relationship to our subject tonight, vaccinations and vaccines, and particularly right now, and I'm in Oregon, there's a lot of news coverage about how dangerous the epidemic is. And we have 53 children or people. I don't know if they were all children. I think it's 53 that got the measles, and they say it's an epidemic. Well, when I was young, when somebody got the measles, we went over to their house and all got them. And my children when they got the measles or somebody got the measles, I took all my kids over there to get the measles. So they would have a problem with for about 5 or 6 days, and it would go away, and they would have immunity for life. But this is not what's going on now. What we have now is people saying that it's very dangerous, that people are dying from it, and it's just not true. The majority of people that are dying are the ones that have been vaccinated. In comparison, 448 have died from the vaccination, and one has died from the vaccine or the measles itself, and 448 died from the measles vaccine. So it's a unproportional thing. But what I would like to talk about tonight with your Christian listeners is the fact that the Bible has, you got 10 commandments, and the 6th commandment is thou shalt not kill, and we have people killing babies, aborting babies, and they're taking those aborted baby parts, and they're using that, some of those cells, and I want to go over some of those things, they're using some of that to make the injections that they're giving children all the time. 72 different shots. They're combining some of them together. So there's 72 different vaccines that they're using. And many of these, 26 of them are confirmed that, or actually more now, have human baby parts in it. So, hey, Kenny, you can interrupt me anyway if you have any questions. You think I need to clarify something?
Oh, no, I'm agreeing with you 100%. I've read in articles in health magazines, like, you know, ones that are as some people call right-side-minded, where they've discussed about that, about going to abortion clinics and getting aborted fetuses and using them for multiple reasons, and one of them is vaccines. And I remember when I was a child doing the same thing you're talking about earlier, we didn't get a chickenpox shot. Everybody went to your cousin's house and you got chickenpox.
Yeah, had a party.
yep. Exactly. Well, I'm a pro-lifer, so anything that deals with abortions, I'm completely against, no matter what.
Okay. Well, one of the things that I want to draw attention to is, now, unless something has changed, but focus on the family, published in April 15, 2015, a gal named Heather, they published a paper, an article, saying that vaccinations were okay and safe, and the Bible was silent on that issue. Now, they're opposed to abortion, but they're not opposed to taking those aborted babies and then taking pieces of them and giving shots into children. They should. I mean, it's kind of a double standard, in my opinion, and it's not safe. There's no science behind that it's safe, and to say the Bible is silent on that is just not so. And the problem that really occurs from this is the readers of things like that. Now, you go to a Christian bookstore, you can see lots of books, lots of magazines, a lot of publications, there's blogs, there's pastors, there's Christian schools, all doing about the same thing. And somebody that's had a vaccine shot given to one of their children, and then that day, that child becomes autistic within hours sometimes, or within minutes sometimes, they know that that's not safe. At least it wasn't for their kid. And then they find out that there's lots of children that have been suffering from the vaccine shots. And when they hear somebody like Focus on the Family and other Christian organizations promoting that it's safe, then they're going to be wondering, what else are they saying that's not so? Okay. And the Bible is not silent on this issue, and there is lots of scientific evidence that it's harmful, but I'm not going to get into that. I mean, there's mercury and there's aluminum in the shots, and that's an issue that I've talked on, and there's plenty of data. But I just want to, because most of your listeners are Christians, I want to zero in on this one, primarily this one issue, is that there's thousands and millions of parents who've been injured, children and some adults have been injured from the vaccines. And this whole concept of Christians saying it's okay, now they're not going to be sending people to that church or to that publication because they don't trust it anymore. Okay, it's really a sad situation. Autism is going up. I mean, it used to be something like 1 in 10,000, and now it's 1 in like 35. I mean,
yeah.
Something's going on. Something's gone wrong. There's a lot of things gone wrong, but vaccines and vaccinations are a big part of that problem, I believe, because what I've seen and what I've studied. Was you going to say something?
Oh, no, I'm listening.
Oh, okay. Well, the question is, when somebody is asked their pastor, is it okay, and he says, yeah, and then they have a problem, do they trust and believe in that pastor anymore? You know, it's turning people away from common sense and facts. They know for a fact that they're going to probably leave the Christian faith. They're not going to be interested in promoting the Christian faith, and they're not going to be a witness to people about Christianity because they know that some of the stuff that they're teaching is false because of what's happened in their family. Okay. Now, there's thousands of aborted babies, and some of these are cut up into little chunks and pieces, and they can be ordered online. And I want to go over some of that. I also want to go over some of that. And it's not a secret. You can go right to the CDC's vaccine and adjunctives and list and vaccines. It's in the package. The insert that comes with the vaccine, but most people don't read about that.
Here's I have a question for you.
Yeah.
I have in front of me to go along with this about them being good or bad. And here's something that I've always looked at too. Is on this, it's one of those sheets that you get when you go in and get, it says risk of a vaccine reaction. And it gives a whole list of possible reactions. And then on here in a small section, it says the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program. Compensation Program.
Yeah.
And as a mother, looking at that worries me. That they have to make a program that's going to pay people because they were injured by a vaccine. You shouldn't have to put that on paper for a vaccine for a drug that's going in your child if it's safe. That's the part I don't understand. Like people say that. I mean, don't get me wrong. I vaccinated my children, but that was before my eyes were opened up to the truth about matters. I mean, I've done a lot of changing now since I've learned things. But like I have told Brother Mike and we talked about earlier, I was vaccinated as a child. All my siblings were. Do you know my sister is one of those children who was affected by vaccines? She's allergic to sulfate drugs, and now my sister is almost allergic to everything. Like, she can't even take some natural herbal remedies, because it'll react with the antibodies that they put in her body.
Yeah, I understand. That's what I'm talking about. It's all over the place. And they put out like $8 billion. That they had to pay parents for the damages that the children suffered. And then in October 1st, 1988, they passed a law, and now you can't sue the vaccine manufacturer if your child is damaged. Isn't that something? They protected the manufacturers of the vaccine. Pretty sad. Yeah, people can go to, in fact, I would, if everybody just write this down, physiciansforinformedconsent.org. Physiciansforinformedconsent.org. You can get a lot of information from physicians on the value or the danger or the lack of danger, whatever, is pretty open, it's pretty complete, the data on vaccinations. And a National Vaccine Information Center is another one. Children's Medical Safety Research Institute is another. Go to the truthaboutvaccines.com. That's go, number two, the truthaboutvaccines.com. By Bollinger, he did an interview with 54 experts. And that's a series that he did. He's also done some on cancer by Bollinger and his wife. So, but there's a lot of stuff out there. And yet we hear all this stuff about it being safe and dangerous if you get your, if you don't have your children vaccinated, you're going to be dangerous to the children who are vaccinated. Well, if vaccines were good, and if they really worked, how could an unvaccinated child be dangerous to someone who's vaccinated if the vaccination is to protect them from getting sick? It's just the opposite. So it, you know, it makes your head spin when you think about what they're trying to say and teach. It's unbelievable. It really is weird. And if we never think about being a cannibal, I mean, we wouldn't go out and eat people. And that's what we're doing with the vaccines. We're taking an aborted baby and we're injecting it into our children. Not only babies, but they're using monkeys and all kinds of stuff, unclean animals. So, and I just got a six of them here. I'd like to kind of let everybody hear of what's going on. And actually, you can order this online if you're a scientist, a researcher. And one is PER-C6. That's the code for it. And that particular extract came from an 18-week-old little boy. This strain is being used to develop Ebola, influenza, malaria, tuberculosis, and IV vaccines. The developers call this a human designer cell. But what it really means is it's an aborted baby cell. 23 vaccines are known to have human cells in it. So here's another one. The HEK-293 cell line that is derived from the kidneys of a healthy aborted fetus, and it's being used to develop a newly influenza vaccine. WI-44 was derived from the lung of a 3-month-old aborted fetus. WCR5 cell line was derived from the lung of a 14-week-old male. WI-25, so there's evidently 25 of them there, from aborted babies from 25 different strains or children. They're derived from lungs, skin, muscle, kidney, heart, thyroid, thymus, liver. 21 separate abortions were involved with that. Amazing.
Well, and how do they, you said they specified then that these cells were harvested from healthy aborted fetuses. How do they know that that child was healthy? How do they know the mother of that child was healthy? They don't. You can't say that that comes from a healthy cadaver or an aborted fetus because you don't know anything about the person that the cells came from. I mean, I don't understand how they say.
No, it's crazy. It's so bad. It's so dumb. It's hard to understand. Yeah, it's unreal. It's kind of like the mad cow disease when they were feeding the cows other cows and they got sick. And then they found out, you know, they call it mad cow disease, and they kind of stopped it. But they thought it was okay for a while. Well, 1 in 10,000 children with autism, now it's 1 in 25 to 35, it depends on where you're looking at, 36, 37. I mean, it's really getting much worse. That's one of the problems we're having. We have allergies going up. We have autoimmune disorders going up. We've got diabetes. Type 2 diabetes is phenomenal. We didn't used to have...
It's on the rise, especially with children. It's on the rise.
Yeah, it's on the rise. And it used to be an old person's disease.
Yeah, it used to and overweight. As a child, I always heard diabetes was an overweight thing and an old people thing.
Yeah, absolutely. It's amazing and very disappointing. We used to have doctors that specialize, well, we still do, doctors, oncologists that specialize in cancer. They didn't have a division for children because there wasn't very many children that had cancer. Now we got a whole division of pediatric oncologists.
Yeah.
Because so many children are getting cancer, so they had to have a specialty. There's children that have strokes. There's a whole medical magazine just for strokes. And they cover lots of children. In the womb, they're having a stroke. It used to be old people. Older people were having that. Not anymore. We've got to do something, folks. And Christians should be doing something. And this is one thing we can do. We can spread the word. I got another one here I wanted to tell you about. It's 67. Well, it's actually 80 children from aborted babies. They were used in the research, and the final production was, and they used it for rubella vaccine. So 21 from WI1 through WI26 fetal cell lines that failed, plus another 38 itself. Plus another 67 from attempted. They tried 67 times. It's anyway, people don't realize what's going on, and I don't believe in cannibalism. Most people don't. Now, there's other things in the shots. I mean, there's a pro-life stance, and people are doing the pro-life, and me and you, and you just said that. But well, there's no... Really, nobody's standing up for the pro-vaccine stance, or very few. ProLife.com has the music and the video from a movie. I just saw it the other day when it came out. It just opened up in March 29th, 2019, so that was just last month. Unplanned is the name of it. And it's an abortion about an abortion clinic. And the gal worked at the abortion clinic, and it's a true story, about 6 years. And then she saw what was going on, and then she quit. So, but it's really a good movie. But
what's it called?
Pro-life. It's called Pro-life? Unplanned. Unplanned.
Unplanned. Yeah. That might be
unplanned. The pregnancies were unplanned, and she didn't plan on being... doing the opposite of what she did for 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
So if life is good, what?
Well, I just said it. Mm-hmm.
So this anti-abortion movement, so we say that the life is sacred, human life is sacred. And then we and you and your listeners need to advocate and support the biblical view on human value to apply this to abortion viewpoint and to killing of babies and to injecting this stuff into our children. And then they have all kinds of reactions, many times quickly. Sometimes they die. I mean, sometimes they just get sicker quicker. But there's also other things in these vaccines that are harmful. They put allergens, they put live viruses, they put mercury and aluminum. They inject right into these children, and those are known toxins. Some people say, well, if, you know, human breast milk, they might get some aluminum. Yeah, but 3% of the aluminum is absorbed by the body. 97% of the aluminum that's in human breast milk is expelled down the toilet, so to speak, from the babies when they're breastfed. So it comes out. But if you take aluminum and you're injecting it into a baby, 100% stays in the baby. 97% is removed if they're exposed to any aluminum or mercury. But if they're shot, if it's shot into them, they keep it all, 100%.
And that is potentially in some of these vaccines, right? Aluminum's a big, I was looking at a thing here, aluminum's a big one.
Oh, yeah. Aluminum is really big. It builds up in the body. Yeah.
I'm using material that Mike left here for me to help me guide me along here. And one of the papers that's sitting here is, it's called A Physician's Warranty of Vaccine Safety. And on here, it has a list, and it's basically a doctor saying that they know that the vaccines that they're giving people could have things like, first two things on here, aluminum hydroxide and aluminum phosphate, ammonia sulfate. Those are the first three on there. Well, who's going to want to put ammonia in their body? And aluminum, first two things on this one here.
Yep.
And then it goes on to say dog kidney, monkey kidney, chicken embryo, chicken eggs, duck eggs, calf or bovine serum, and right here on this first one, fetal Bovine, B-O-V-I-N-E serum. And let's see, human diploid cells. Right here.
Yep.
Yeah. That's some of the same stuff.
And where are you reading that from?
Off on these pages that Brother Mike left me, on top of it says Physician's Warranty of Vaccine Safety. So I'm assuming it's the physician's.
Yeah, amazing. Amazing. Well, in the Bible, 1 Peter 2:9, it says that our bodies are holy and are the temple of the Lord. Okay? And it's also found in 1 Corinthians 6 and 1 Corinthians 3. The Bible says that God created our immune system in Psalms 139:13-14. Well, when you put poison into the body, the immune system can't keep up with that. So what they're figuring is, well, the baby's immune system is not good enough on its own, according to the scripture. We want to adjust. We want to put a poison into the body so it'll make the baby's immune system stronger. God must have goofed. He didn't goof. We've goofed. We've allowed this kind of stuff to go on. Big pharma is sorcery. Drug companies, in Revelation 18, says all nations will be deceived by their sorceries. The word for sorcery is pharmacopeia. And that is basically a name for the occult practice of the magic based in potions and poisons and medicine derived and poisoned the nation. People are brainwashed in modern medicine. Go ahead.
I was saying I agree. But I have a question for you while we're on this topic and everything about the poisons that are in there. What would you have parents do? The question I have written down here exactly for it says is it gives kind of a setup here. It says, when young children are sent to school without being vaccinated and their parents are falsely being accused and arrested for child abuse because they didn't vaccinate their child and that they're not taking care of their child's health, what would you recommend people like that to do, or what would you recommend for a person to do if they were in a predicament where, you know, other than just saying, oh, it's by religion, do you have any, anything directly that people advice that they could do?
The organizations that I mentioned will help, and then they can get on the Internet, and people can write to me, and I'll be glad to send them information of all the different organizations that are out there to help people, like in that situation. You can have religious exemptions. in Arizona, we used to tell people to say it was against my religion. And they just said, okay.
Yeah, but it's changed so much since then. I mean,
and now, yeah, it's not going to be enough. We don't want that. And religious exemption is not even accepted. I think it's in three different states, California, and I wrote it down someplace, don't see it right now. But you can't use a religious exemption anymore. So it's a problem. And it's, you know, I really feel bad for people that are going through this, and some people are going to have to move out of their state. They're saying that, you know, if you got the measles when you were young, and we're talking about like before 1984 and stuff, if you got it, then you're immune for, well, anytime you get it naturally, you're immune for life. But if they give you a vaccination with measles vaccine, then that's only good for a few years, and it can make you weaker, and now you're going to be more susceptible to other conditions. So when they say, hey, people are dying from vaccines, they'll say, oh, I've heard figures like 1 in 1,000 die. But what they did is they took the figures of really sick people, children, that had all kinds of health challenges, and they zeroed in on those children, and when they got sick with the measles and 1 in 1,000 died, then they say, oh, see, it's really dangerous. But there's really thousands of them out there that were healthy that didn't die, but that brings their statistics up. Bad news, I heard a pastor one time say, bad news is good news for the bad news industry. So CNN and even Fox News and all these people are now saying how vaccinations are safe and it's it doesn't cause any problem. Well, the scare tactics are out there all the time. They're using those scare tactics to sell their wear. And the wear is shop. That's what they're doing. They're selling a business. Just like telling people to get on your statin drugs and your high blood pressure medication and your insulin and all that stuff. Instead of getting healthy, instead of eating natural food, taking natural supplements, herbs and enzymes and whatever to build yourself up so you have a natural immune system. Okay? So it's an amazing, terrible thing. I mean, some people, this is like interocular trauma. They're hitting them between the eyes. You never even thought about vaccines being unscriptural and unchristian to do it. But it's hard. When the state tells you or the government tells you one thing, you're going to have to do your best to get around it. Maybe go homeschooling, which is probably a good idea anyway.
That is very true. I've actually debated that myself. I'm a college graduate, and I've debated if my children's school, my daughters, if they keep giving me trouble. I delayed all my children's vaccines. I told them I wasn't agreeing with them. I had a friend of mine who vaccinated her daughter, and her daughter died 2 days later. And it was later found in autopsy that she died as a side effect of the vaccine she had been given just a few days before. And it just took 2 days for her to die from it. I couldn't imagine. But that is something that I have actually thought about as a mother and as a college graduate and so on and so forth, is homeschooling my children, because I don't, now that I've done my research and as an adult I've learned, I don't believe in vaccines. I've delayed all my children's vaccines. They did not get any, according to what the state said they had to get them. They got them at a later date just because I wanted to make sure, as a breastfeeding mom, that I did what I was supposed to do. So, and actually,
well,
we got a question coming in here.
Yeah, they scare people, but still, it doesn't matter if it's the first few hours of birth or it's later. You're still putting many cases. Many of these vaccines have aborted fetus parts in them, and you're putting that into your child. Fake news is a big issue right now. We all hear the term. But on Thursday, April 30th, 2019, Mike Adams did the report, and he showed that the proof, the photoshopped of a vaccine baby that had been photoshopped to look like it was actually it was a somebody holding a baby that was healthy, and then they put red spots all over the baby, faked the measles, and they said how dangerous it was, and they got caught. And then when you zoom in on some of these blotches, they were identical. So they just put like a rubber stamp here on the belly, on the arm, on the shoulder, on the wrist, and they were the same pattern. Here, they were so stupid they didn't even do a good job of photoshopping it. But this guy got caught.
Hey, we got a caller. You want to see what this caller has to say?
Sure.
Let's grab this call real quick. Hello, how are you? Our caller is from Charleston, Illinois. Are you
there? Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. I just have a quick question, and this might be a little bit off topic, but it would kind of relate. But I've been told that that ibuprofen is like really not very good at all, like reduced sperm count, ringing of the ears, I mean, just a lot of other side effects that goes along with just even something as simple as ibuprofen. I just kind of wonder if Dr. Anderson could elaborate on that a little bit.
Well, I agree. Nobody has a deficiency of that substance, just like nobody has a drug deficiency. And so building up the body is the best way, nourishing the body. And I'm not a doctor. I'm a nutritional consultant for 50-some years. But, it's not a natural approach. Okay?
I think the question was, are the side effects that they list for ibuprofen, is that true? Or is that really a possibility that ibuprofen can cause those things, like lower sperm count and other things that he was talking about? I didn't catch everything he said.
Oh, yeah, it certainly can. Yeah. It doesn't make make people healthier. Okay. You can't get healthier from something like that. So all kinds of things can happen. But what happens is all of us have inherent weaknesses and strengths. And so it'll go to these different things will go to the weak areas of the body. And that's where it's kind of like a chain. The weakest link is where the chain will break. That's what will happen with the human body, whether it be blood pressure, whether it be cataracts, whether it be kidney failure or whatever. So it'll vary with individuals.
Does that help answer your question, sir?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. All right. Do you have any questions?
No, I think that pretty well covers it. I'm kind of into natural nutrition myself because I don't trust modern medicine, and I kind of have to agree there. Revelation 18. I mean, pharmacia, these sorcerers. It's drugs, no matter how you want to slice it. And I've used natural cures myself, things that I was allergic to at one time, and just by using just natural stuff, then I was able to overcome just about all those. I'm not on blood pressure pills or anything like that, but a lot of people my age, I'm not really all that old, but, I mean, there's people in their early 30s, they're on blood pressure pills, they're on this pill, that pill, and it's just, you know, they've already got them, you know, laced up with all kinds of drugs, and it's no wonder healthcare is such a big thing, and I don't even go to the doctor, you know? So it seems like this big pharma thing is a lot bigger issue than what I ever thought that it was. And this abortion business, it's really, this is information that everybody really ought to know. Because I just don't know how anybody can justify the killing of a baby is one thing, but then they turn around and use this for injections. It's just crazy.
You know what's crazy is 3/4 of the United States either chooses to not believe it or truly just doesn't acknowledge the fact that that's true. I mean, 3/4 of the United States vaccinates. And nobody stops to think about that ever.
No, well, it's just another proof that shows that white Western Christian civilization is in a massive tailspin. I mean, we are really it just seems like we're really sinking pretty fast, and just in all directions you look, whether it's medicine, education, just look at our youth today. I mean, they run around with pink and green hair. They got everything that can be pierced is pierced, tattoos up and down their neck. They act like monkeys. I mean, it's crazy.
That's right. Yeah.
And it kind of Ken, we were talking about the whole family thing, you know, what he's saying, it kind of draws back to what you and I had discussed prior to the show about, you know, people really need to centralize their families. They need to step back and look at their family and look what would be better for them or what is best for them.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, starting with a garden. I mean, people need to eat fresh food and not canned food, where there's no enzymes, there's very little nutrition in it. The crops we eat mostly comes from genetically modified food, food that's been raised on soil where they use artificial fertilizer, which won't bring up most of the minerals that we need. It'll only bring about 3. And there's so many things that are causing us to be sicker than we used to be. You know, sanitation has helped. You know, I give the plumber in the sanitation department more credit than I would the drug industry. And it's interesting that all drugs that are prescription have to go through a LD50 and LD100, which means they have to prove LD50 means lethal dose, 50%. How much of it would it take to kill 50%? Of the people or the animals, and LD100, lethal dose 100. So if you have something like a natural product from aloe vera or something that's non-toxic, it doesn't kill anything, you can't market it as a drug because it's non-toxic. You can't prove it's toxic. And so drugs are a prescription. People need to think of this. Drugs are on prescription. Why? Because if healthy people take a drug, somebody else's drug, they're going to get sick. Well, if it's going to make a healthy person sick, how could it make a sick person healthy?
Very true. Sir, what was your name, the one that called in a second ago? Are you still there?
My name is Brian.
Brian, okay. Well, Brian, is there anything else we could answer for you this evening?
No, that'll do. I'll get off here and let you guys continue on.
All right. Thank you so much for your call in.
Thanks.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Have a good evening. And if
anybody wants to see some of the material, they can email me just at makemeyounger@gmail.com. makemeyounger@gmail.com. And I can send them now. I was talking there about the fake news and the Photoshop of this child that they put measles red marks on him, and that was NBC News. So NBC News is not a news organization at all. They're really just a left-wing big pharma propaganda ministry. You know, really.
That's what it sounds like. So I don't think I've seen that ad. I'm going to look for it.
What's that?
I'm going to have to go look for that ad. I haven't seen that one on TV, but I don't watch that much TV anymore. Hey, it looks like we got another caller. Do you want to answer a call with me?
Okay, sure.
All right. This caller is from Atlantica, New York? Hello, caller from New York. How are you this evening? Hello?
Hello? This is Ken from New
Hi
York.
Hi there. Yes,
oh,
are you
okay.
calling
me? Oh, okay. Yes.
Hi, what's your name, sir?
Are you... Ken from New York.
Okay, hi Ken. I'm Kimmy. And
yes.
We have Ken on here too.
Are you aware of some of the dangers of the adjuvants that they put in the vaccines? And in particular, since I'm type 2 diabetic and I've been on insulin for 20 years to avoid the pill medications, also on avoiding vaccines. Olive oil and peanut oils are used as adjuvants to light up your immune system. and to get the response that is said to be an indication that you're immunized, which I think personally is faulty. And the problem with injecting undigested proteins into the bloodstream is that it can end up damaging your kidneys.
Yeah. Well, the damage is a lot more than that. You can take an egg white, or the yellow, and inject it in somebody, and you can kill them. But if they eat the egg, it doesn't kill them, so they have to digest it. But a rattlesnake venom is pure protein, so if that's injected by the rattlesnake into the bloodstream, yes, you got a real problem. But if you can suck and drink that venom, then it's not going to bother you unless you got an open sore in your mouth or something. So you're absolutely true. There's a lot of things that, I mean, God gave us protection throughout our skin. Our skin is a protection. Now, it still allows things to go through. I mean, they put medication in skin patches. So your body does absorb things right through the skin. So it's we got to be careful of what we put on our skin. All these perfumes and the shampoos and the soap that's out there, they all have, I mean, you can get natural, but most people don't worry about it. They just use cheap soap, shampoo, perfume. They put it right on the skin, and it goes right through. Then the body has to fight with that. So it's, you're absolutely true. I mean, you're absolutely right. I've had lots of diabetes patients, been diabetic for 15, 20 years, and in a month or two, they don't need their medication. It's nice because they're testing themselves all the time, so they can tell when they're getting healthier. So they know when they can cut back on the medication. Some medication you have to wait and get the doctor's permission because only they can test you for it. But somebody that has asthma that uses an inhaler, if they start building themselves up through nutrition, then if they can breathe, they don't use their inhaler. They don't have to ask the doctor, is it okay to not use the inhaler? So as people get healthier, they can make the adjustment themselves with their lifestyle.
Yes, I've been trying to adjust the insulin down over the years, and I've succeeded to some extent. But the good news is that I don't have any peanut allergies, and I don't freak out when somebody opens a can of peanuts near me. And I'm pretty sure it has to do with not listening. I argue with my doctors all the time, but and I think that's my background is in engineering tech, so I don't just take anything that somebody tells me unless I examine it myself. But
yeah.
Even insulin, well, I read a study one time that said that, it was a 25-year study that said most of the strokes and heart attacks attributed to diabetes were actually caused by the pill medications. And I've noticed that over the years, if my doctor would tell me about one pill medication after another, they were eventually pulled off the market. And when I go in, I have a big smile on my face. I said, looks like they pulled another one off.
Wow.
Well, that's all I have for tonight. Thank you.
Okay, good. Thank you.
All right. Well, that was interesting, though. It's always a positive for me when I hear people say, you know, they go and they tell the doctor, oh, yep, I used to take that medicine. Now, look, they're pulling it off the shelf. I always think that's hilarious. I do. I'm actually a bereaved mother. Today is my special Mother's Day. I have two very beautiful angel babies in heaven right now. And I honestly still look back and wonder if my son being vaccinated when he did, if it had been a cause to why he passed away so young. But it's just one of those. I enjoy he was on several medications being a preemie, and you know, I look back now and I've seen that some of the medications that they had given him in the hospital and ones that they sent me home with, I was 18 years old, I was just a kid, they sent me home and said, your baby has to have this. And so I did what they said to do, but, you know, like half those medicines, they've all been recalled now. I mean, it's been almost 10 years, and it's 9 years this October since he's been gone, and half the medicines he was on at the time have all been recalled. I have them all still in a bag, and, you know, I ask him, you know, when did you guys find the effect in it, you know, to find out if he was in that time lapse, you know. So it's definitely very, very, I don't know, interesting to hear people else talk about it.
Yeah. Well, nobody has a drug. Nobody has a drug deficiency. That's why I want to get across to people. And we just have to stop eating sugar, stop eating processed food, use more live food, natural food, fresher food. Fresh by what I mean is from the garden as soon as possible that has the nutrition in it. And stay away from canned and processed food, artificial coloring, artificial flavoring. I mean, the body functions from vitamins, minerals, enzymes. And so, I mean, there's a list of things, and we all know most of them, and that's what the body needs. And everything else is a poison to the body. Everything else the body has to deal with as a foreign substance. So it's artificial coloring, artificial flavoring, preservatives, whether you're breathing it, drinking it, rubbing it on the skin, or eating it. It comes into a body in a lot of different ways. And we get a whole new liver and a whole new set of lungs about every 4 months. And so there's new discoveries now.
I said, if you take care of yourself. There's a lot of people out there who don't take care of themselves. So they don't do that rejuvenation every 4 months.
Yeah, the stem cells of the body, and the body knows how to fix itself, but we have to give it the raw material to do that. And you're not going to get the raw material from processed food. It's just not going to happen.
I wish things were like when I was a kid. I do. I really wish they were like they were when I was a kid. You know, you didn't have a bunch of people pushing you to get medicines and immunizations, and you didn't have to worry about meat too much because, you know, your dad or, you know, grandparents, they went out and hunted. And I ate a lot of deer growing up, venison. That's one of my favorite meats. And I wish that, you know, we could just go back to what it used to be, hunting and, you know, all that good stuff, and live off the land. If we did that, I think a lot more people would be more healthier.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Well, the humans are the sickest species on the earth. The next to us is pets because they get processed food. The next is the farm animals because they get primarily processed food. And now some of the wild animals are eating the crops that are so bad. So some of the wild animals in America in the Africa and stuff out in the jungles, those animals are doing fine. So it just kind of goes down the chain. Humans are the sickest of all species. It's pathetic.
All right, well, we're getting pretty close to it. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, in America, we take more drugs, and we have a higher, you know, we're like 45th or something in life expectancy and quality of life. Some of these foreign countries are much better off than we are.
Yeah, they have people over 100 years old in other countries. But it looks like we're getting pretty close on time here. You say something about being able to email you and write you? Do you want to list that contact information real quick for our listeners?
Okay. It's makemeyounger@gmail.com. Younger.
Do you have an address for them to write into?
They can, be better just to go that, or they can go to my website. It's wellnessken.com. Wellnessken.com.
Okay. All right. So make me younger @gmail.com and wellnessken.com.
Okay. Yes. Yep.
All right.
Very good.
Well, do you have anything else for our listeners this evening, Ken?
Nope, that sounds just good. If they want anything that I covered, if you want more information on it, write to me and I'll get you an email on it. And you can do your own research. Check it out.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you very much for you being on the air with us tonight, Ken. You have a very blessed evening, and enjoy the rest of your night.
Okay. God bless. Bye now.
You too. Mm-hmm. God bless. Bye. All right, and for everyone who is still on, again, we are broadcasting on shortwave radio WWCR 4.840 megahertz, transmitter 3, and 3.215 megahertz, transmitter 1. And then we also have radio station WBCQ 7.490 megahertz, and also on our broadcast archives, you can find this as well. Well, thank you, everybody.
We pray that your spiritual ears have received today's message and that you are fed with strong meat relevant to solving the needs of our nation and Christian civilization everywhere. Herald of Truth is sponsored by Kingdom Identity Ministries through the financial support and prayers of listeners like you who love the truth of God's Word and want to see it broadcast throughout the land to awaken His people. If you would like a CD of today's message, tell us the date and station to which you are listening and send a donation to cover our cost plus help with radio time to Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas 72602. We would appreciate donations made by our international listeners to be in U.S. funds. For a free introductory packet of information, including our doctrinal statement of beliefs, plus lists of books and tapes to aid you in your study of biblical truth, write Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas 72602, USA. Or request this material by calling 870-741-1119. That's 870-741-1119. Visit our internet website by going to www.kingidentity.com. Type www.kingidentity.com. We invite you to listen regularly to Herald of Truth broadcast for more dynamic messages proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom at this same time and station.